USA Radio News.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is recovering from COVID-19.
A statement Monday from Dan Patrick's campaign says the Lieutenant Governor experienced mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID last week. He since tested negative and is completing his self-quarantine period. He's working from home and will return to his public schedule by the end of the week, according to a senior campaign advisor. And no one else in his household was infected. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Amid New York Attorney General Letitia James's investigation of former President Donald Trump's financial dealings, his two children have filed a motion to quash those subpoenas. Donald Trump Jr. and daughter Ivanka Trump's lawyer argued the subpoenas violate the rules of criminal procedure since James's office is also involved in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And I just Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The jury in the criminal trial of Elizabeth Holmes has reached a guilty verdict. The former CEO and founder of Theranos has been found guilty on four charges centering around wire fraud. Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count of wire fraud and each conspiracy count. Holmes claims to have revolutionized blood testing but faced allegations she intentionally lied to investors. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says it wants to help meat producers.
President Biden on Monday met virtually with independent farmers and ranchers to discuss how his administration is tackling rising inflation. The president saying the White House is going to implement new ways to reduce food prices by increasing competition within the meat industry.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry and those industries now. Small, independent farmers and ranchers are being driven out of business, sometimes businesses that have been around for generations.
The White House plans to distribute $1 billion from the coronavirus stimulus package to help independent meat processors grow their business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States, with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it. That's the sad reality.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, will weigh in on the Pfizer booster later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.